Let's start it. When's the kickoff?
Awesome.
5 after?
Yeah.
No, it's actually, we started early. It's 8 o'clock now. Wow.
Indeed.
Holy crap, we're early.
That's what she said. There's pills for that.
From beyond any known galaxy, bringing with them the laws and ideals of their doomed planet, Thundera, come...
Thundercats. Ho.
Welcome to the 51st episode of Thundercats, the podcast for friend feeders, with friend feeders, and by friend feeders. I'm Josh Haley from Houston, Texas.
And I'm Johnny Wellington from Brisbane, Australia.
And we are the Thundercats. Ho.
Ho.
What's up, my brother?
I'm pissed off.
Yeah? Good.
I can't,
well, today
I can't believe they made that decision. It just completely irks me. It's totally unwarranted. I feel totally, totally betrayed. I mean, how could Photoshop.com and Photoshop.com mobile not be available in Australia? Seriously.
Oh,
it pisses me off.
Not cool. Is there a way that I could sneak it... sneak it over the border somehow? That's what she said?
No. Unfortunately.
Hmm.
There's not. I've tried.
Darn.
The border de-apple is quite strong. They have prison guards wearing black turtlenecks at every 3 meters going, "You may not cross. Go to the genius bar."
They have spaceships with weird-looking lizard dudes with funny hats that talk like, "Dush, we are not ever going to survive."
No, Steve Ballmer's from Microsoft.
A blockade.
Oh! Snap. Self-snappage.
Ouch.
Actually, that'd be hard. Speaking of self-snappage, when I woke up this morning, I had a wicked-ass cramp in my lower left calf, I'm going to say.
Wait, you said you said wicked-ass cramp, not calf. Which is it?
No, I had a wicked-ass cramp in my bottom left calf.
But you already said ass.
Oh. Wicked ass pertaining to that it really hurts.
You mean wicked hyphen ass.
Yeah.
Well then.
So I didn't have a wicked ass cramp, which means that my ass was cramped in a wicked fashion.
Just it clarifying.
Was, yes. No. But I cried and it hurt. And it still hurts. And I'm tiny, tiny tears.
Okay.
How about you, sir?
I do not have a wicked ass cramp.
That's good.
But I have had cramps in other regions of my body.
Have you ever had an ass cramp?
No. Or if I did, I wouldn't remember it. Or I don't know if I did.
I had a butt cramp, which I call them, in my right cheek about 6 weeks ago, and it hurt like a mofo. Because you're sort of trying to sit there and you're trying to like rest it on the left cheek because you don't want to put pressure on the right cheek because it hurts so much. You also don't want to put out too much noise because then people go, "What's wrong?" I can't say, "Well, my butt's cramped."
Hmm.
So I had to suffer through my wicked ass cramp in silence. It's a deadly killer. We need to raise awareness of butt cramp.
Butt cramps, the silent killer. You want to just do the moment of win now or what?
Everyone write that down. I just want to say a big thank you to Laura. About an hour ago, I was in the middle of a wicked ass grumpy funk. I wasn't in a good mood. And then Laura in one of my threads dropped her pants and it just made me giggle and put me in the silly mood. So I just wanted to say thanks.
That's awesome.
What about you, sir? I want to know about your week.
Kind of busy and stressful and kind of stressful even for the weekend, even though I'm not technically working, but there's so many unknowns for next week that there's enough to stress about, but I need to let it go and just kind of try to chill and revive. So this is a good start. It's a good way to kick it off.
Mm. The great philosopher once said, "Give me the power to control the things I can, to let go of the things I can't, and to bury the bodies of the people who piss me off."
Yeah, that's one way to do it. I thought you were going to go the the normal road there, but what was I thinking?
Oh, you know me.
Of course.
Come on, how long have we been doing this?
51 episodes.
Exactly. Well,
50 plus this. Good times. Well, there's been a lot of stuff happening just today. Maybe we take care of that and we'll get back to go backwards throughout the week on things that have been going on. So today, I think one of the biggest stories is President Obama not only being awarded the Nobel Peace Prize, but also accepting it. Ready, go. Discuss.
Mine will only take 1 minute. So if everyone would like... Oh, I've got to show you this thing later, but I'll just get it ready. Basically, yeah, okay. It's been done in the past. You don't actually have to get peace to get the Peace Prize. You just got to work towards it. I mean, it quite often is very much an encouragement award. It's like, you're doing super. And the whole thing about being nominated only 11 days into his presidency, well, first black man elected president, inspires hundreds of kids around the world, sort of changing one of the biggest democracies in America, or at least making efforts to change it. You can think of a lot of worse people to give it to. And in the end of the day, it's five Norwegian guys in Norway making a decision, and they're politicians, so they're going to be swayed by their own politics anyway. So,
good point.
Yeah. In the end of the day, it didn't matter yesterday. It only matters today because Obama won it. So,
right. That's what draws attention to it. People who didn't really care much about it in the first place or know much about it are now paying close attention to it and going, oh, what's this? Burr, 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 and they all have an automatic opinion on it. So, yeah, there's been a lot of talk and chatter on FriendFeed about it. And so we thought we'd mention it. The other thing was had to do with the moon and NASA. Would you like to tell us what happened there?
We bombed the shit out of the moon. We pwned its ass.
It's funny. We get the details from the guy who's not in Houston about NASA. But I figure we're pretty equidistant away from the moon.
Snap.
Well, I actually don't know much about it, to tell you the truth.
It's quite funny. I made this comment before. Space exploration and space science is really now a fetish. It really is a fetish. Because you think about, as a group of people, we've sent a rocket to the moon and crashed into it. Yeah, it's pretty good. But the things we're going to get out of it, like water and stuff, and everyone's going, well, the moon, the Earth is 70% water. Yeah, it is, but we're right royally effing it up. So we've got to find alternatives to go places and stuff. And the sad thing is that everyone's concentrating on how much it costs and this is a pointless mission. Well, I'm sorry that it doesn't have dancing celebrities attached to it, but for someone like me, this is actually pretty important.
Sure.
Space exploration is a big thing. Most of the things we've got technology-wise have at least been nudged along by the space race. So, yeah, sorry Kanye didn't get up and say, look, I'm going to let you finish, but the Halley's Comet was the best interstellar object of all time. All time!
Booyah! But that's Halley's Comet with two L's. Not to be confused with, you know, me. Even though I am approaching comet size, my shirts are getting smaller. Either or.
How long is that tail now, sir?
How long is the tail?
Yes. Psh,
I don't know. Long.
Comets have tails.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I don't study this stupid comet.
No, but if you're resembling, okay. So essentially, your wife married a gigantic ball of ice and dirty ice.
Okay. Yeah, wow. We're just dirt and ice.
Okay. So I'm geeking out a little bit on space here, but I think it's awesome. I mean, the moon is something, space exploration is something we need to do because there's a lot of things we do here on Earth that we don't need to do, so... when it comes down to it. Yeah. And Martha is asking, what do toilet paper and Star Trek have in common? They both hang around Uranus looking for Klingons.
Looking for Klingons, exactly.
Ba-dum.
Ba-dum. My first name and ain't, you know, my first name ain't Comet. Comet. It's Halley. Dirty ice if you're nasty. Yeah.
Yeah.
I had to do that together all by myself.
And we also found another ring around Saturn. A little week, which is pretty cool. But you can't see.
Okay. On on Bugs Bunny, it's just one ring. It's the big flat like a patio. You know?
But it's a series of small rings all jammed together.
Then put your little rocks.
Yes. So, yeah. Star exploration, awesome.
Bunch of little rocks going around the planet.
Actually, I wonder how much the rise of the nerd stereotype, like the glass wearing, pencil protector sort of nerdy kid, sort of went along with the loss of interest in the space program. I wonder if you sort of mapped those two things out, would there sort of be a correlation between the two?
Maybe. Real deep conversations with Josh and Johnny on Friday night. I have no idea, dude.
But you think about all the guys at NASA. What's your first... Like, if you had... if you saw a room full of NASA technicians, what would your immediate thought be?
Can I have that Snickers bar? do you need another Pepsi, sir? No, I'd be like, okay, these are obviously the smartest people that money can buy here in the
room.
They're
nerds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Total geek quads.
But so I can't make a rocket that goes to the moon, so there you go.
I can't either, but my kids would probably disagree when I accidentally let one rip every now and then. Sorry. What the heck are we talking about? Who's in charge of this episode anyway?
So just for show notes, we've got Photoshop, Obama, the moon, and Josh farting.
So far.
And wicked ass cramp.
That wicked ass cramp will get you every time.
There you go.
Oh, geez. Next topic. We've had a couple birthdays. Let's start with Mo. Mo had a birthday yesterday, right? Or day before?
I believe it was the day before.
For you, it was the day before. For me, it was, okay, yeah. So happy birthday, Mo.
Yeah.
And, what is he, like 20, 16, 12?
26, I believe. Oh, okay. 25, 26.
All right. So I knew he was pretty young compared to me anyway. Mm-hmm. And he's from your neck of the woods, sort of.
From Adelaide, yeah.
A lot closer than here.
I'd like to point out something, just to go on a little mini rant here.
Okay, here you go.
Daylight savings began last weekend for every other state in Australia except Queensland. So Mo was half an hour behind me. He's now half an hour ahead of me. So Mo is even more in the future than I am now.
Oh, man.
And now Penny in Melbourne, in Victoria, she's a full hour ahead of me. So she's half an hour in the future ahead of... Mo.
And you don't move, right?
And
Queensland doesn't...
We don't move.
Doesn't shift? Okay.
We stay the same. I know we talked about it on one of our first episodes, yep. But the reasons behind it are...
The milking.
The cows get confused because they have to be milked an hour earlier.
The curtains.
And also, too, the epic letter by that lady in Kingaroy who wrote and said that the extra hour of sunlight fades her curtains.
That is still funny. Can't believe that was a year ago.
Yeah. That's one of the first things we talked about, actually.
Oh, I meant to ask about the moon bombing thing. Did we actually learn anything yet? Are they still analyzing all the dust? Debris.
It's probably going to... probably in about 2 or 3 weeks because they've basically crashed into it, and all the plumes come up and they're analyzing the plume with like spectrometers and all these weird funky instruments, and then once they figure out the composition of the plumes, they'll release results. The only problem is it's not like the Mars rover where they land and they immediately send back a picture. This is very much like you'll get a big printout on dot matrix going, and then some dude will do some math and will go, yes, there's water. So essentially this is the NASA equivalent of the answer is yes.
Back to birthdays. Z, not the letter, but the name. Z-E-E. Z had a birthday. And even that's short for a full name, which I can't remember. It's not Zizrom, is it?
Zalexander? I don't know. I got nothing, people.
Z-Elizabeth. No, that's
terrible. I'm walking on 3 hours sleep. I got nothing.
Yeah, I'm pretty tired too. What are we doing?
Damn you, FIFA 10, making me stay up at night and play you. Also, too, it was Molly's birthday as well on Tuesday.
Okay, good, good. Mm-hmm. And today, it's still today here, is Dead Silence's wedding anniversary, 11th wedding anniversary.
Now, he's even more in the future because he's in New Zealand, and they're on daylight savings, so they're another hour ahead of us.
No, Dead Silence is in Texas, here in Texas. He's
someone I knew was in New Zealand.
No,
who's that?
Sorry, dude. Wrong guy.
Okay. All right. Strike that. I'm gone.
Well, anyway, so congratulations to him, his wife, and over 11 years. Hope they're having fun and eating cake and stuff. All right. Another topic, people starting jobs. I think this past Monday, a lot of people started like all on the same day. I know Sean, our friend Haggis, Sean Loyless. Mr. Haggis McBastard started a potential job. I know it was kind of like it's a trial kind of a deal on Monday. Oh. And Cole started a job, I believe, as well on Monday.
Yep. I believe I just read a post by Haggis before that he got the job.
Oh, good. So excellent. I did not know that.
It has been confirmed.
That was breaking news from Johnny Worthington, ladies and gentlemen. Ding, ding, ding.
It's time for Thundercats traffic. Yes, it's all backed up all the way down the highway. Oh, no, I'm crashing. Ah!
And in other news, Haggis McBastard is employed. I repeat, he is employed. And that same very, very same day, our good friend Kiva started his new job.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of weird that all three people were starting on the same day that, you know, friend feeders that hang out starting work on the same day. It's very cool. Glad they have employment. I hope it works out for them. Hope their week was good. And we all wish them well.
We do.
John Pierce had a birthday.
Yes, he also had a birthday.
Happy birthday to him. I believe he's a long time volunteer fireman. Correct me if I'm mistaken, but we want to give him major props, not only for his birthday but for always being there for the people in that area that that needed his help. I'm sure he's seen some pretty crazy things. And speaking of crazy things, my pick of the week later on is gonna be pretty crazy. Ooh. So stay tuned for that. Next topic. Our friend Joey, a friend of the podcast, who's been on a few episodes ago, has been busy trying on wedding dresses, if you can believe that. She has been getting ready for her impending wedding. And she was nervous about finding the right dress, and so she tried on a few, maybe a bunch, but posted a few pictures of some of her favorites, I guess, and had people talk about it, and people were saying, oh, I like this one. Oh, I like this one. Oh, I like this one. Oh, I like that one. Oh, that one sucks. Or this one's great. Or they're all great, but I really like this one. And so she's probably back to where she started as far as, I mean, when you ask for people's help when you ask for people's help on FriendFeed for stuff like that, you'll get everybody's, I mean, it's a pretty decent cross section of society, of the world, and everybody's got their opinion, right? And so you get bombarded with opinions, all great, you know, everyone's participating, but how much does it really help? Right? You have to decide, well, whose opinion do I value more than the other? And then it gets kind of weird, right?
Well, that's the thing, like with that comes into it too, but I also know when I've asked my opinion on certain things, I have been, say, 70% in favor of one thing and 30% of the other. And to be brutally honest, all I'm looking is for other people to agree with me to make sure I'm not making a bad mistake. So it's really like there's asking opinion and then confirming for then requesting confirmation of your own beliefs.
That must be it. I mean, but they already have their mind made up and they're just kind of like throwing it out there to see, hey, what do you guys think?
Yeah, but it's fair to say she looked absolutely stunning in every single dress. So
absolutely.
Yeah. Maybe she could have all four. She could sort of like do costume changes.
One for the pre-party, the one for the bridal shower, one for the wedding itself, and one for the party afterwards?
You go one for walking down the aisle, and then once you're married, one for the reception. Okay. Nah, see, it's failed. Failed. Thinking through things logically before opening your mouth failed.
The ball's already out of bounds, dude.
Another thing, Google Wave. I know we spoke about it last week.
Yeah, we spoke a lot about it last week, even though we didn't even know anything about it. Or
so now that
didn't have invites.
So now that we do.
Yes, we do.
What do you think?
I don't know what the hell is going on. I think that whenever I watched Mark Krinsky's demonstration, it made more sense than my own experience. I'm obviously missing something huge. Or the thing's not working right. Because I click on settings and it doesn't work. There is no, it says settings is down.
There's
right
no
now.
Settings.
Yeah. So I'm like, okay, what am I supposed to do? I could create a wave and look for a contact. Whoop-de-doo. What is that? What are we doing here? You know, so I sent a couple out just to try it out and like, okay, yay. Nobody's really responding. It's kind of like email, right? So we'll just wait.
Yeah. Well, I sort of sat there for a day too and went, I must be missing something big here. And then I realized, no, I'm just overthinking it. It's just a new type of email. That's all it is.
I guess. Until we're proven differently. Yeah.
But I don't think it's – looking at it, I don't think – and what they've said, I don't think it's meant to be anything else than just a form of email. There's no great big thing coming down the road that everyone goes, ah, it's just a new form of email. They've just rethunk. There we go.
Hey, I understand
good old
that
English
word. Yeah. Even though it doesn't
they've
exist.
They've sat down. Okay. I've sat down and trying to use Google Calendar and all these different services, I've tried to create something for work that solves certain issues. Right?
Mm-hmm.
This is what I would have designed. Because what I need to do is I need to be able to either work with someone in real time on something or I need to send them an email and then log back in later and see their response. You don't do anything with Google Wave except do other things, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So if I had something to do, Google Wave would be perfect for doing that. But you can't just do Google Wave because that's like just emailing people.
Yeah, it's kind of like being at the amusement park, maybe even Disneyland, and nobody's working. And you're just kind of like, well, you can walk onto the Ferris wheel, but no one's there to pull the lever to make it go. I'm looking around. I'm like, hey, this looks really pretty and everything, but now what?
Yeah.
I don't know.
So I like it. I've used it with a few people I know, It's buggy as hell. I mean, it's an alpha. It is an alpha of an alpha of an alpha.
It's a preview of an alpha.
Yeah. Seeing where it's going.
It's an alfalfa.
Yeah. It's an alfalfa.
Sorry.
I think trying to wrangle more out of it than just a new form of email, I think we'll be waiting a long time. At this stage, if I could get the other four members of my team onto Google Wave, then I'd stop using email in between all these people tomorrow, because 70% of my inbox is taken up with emails between these other four people trying to get the 30% of the email that I get from outside done. So if I could take an email, chuck it into this, we work out a solution and we send it back, perfect. That's how I'd use it. But I'm not going on Google Wave expecting to have this big epiphany about it changes the way I use the internet, because all it is it's changing the way I use Outlook.
So. You still use Outlook?
We use Outlook at work.
Oh, geez, sorry, dude.
Yeah,
I remember those days.
Yeah, but see, Outlook works for us because it's got all the calendars and stuff like that, and it's sort of we don't mind that. But just with email, just the idea of replying to all to an interoffice email and then trying to get people, it just doesn't work because that's not the way it works. It was designed to ever really work as a massive collaboration tool. It was very much like, you know, people used to work in the office had the big yellow envelopes mm-hmm. that they used to write all their names on and pass it around, and then they'd scratch off their name and then they'd pass it to the next person.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Envelope memo thingies.
That's what Google Wave is, and that's all it is designed to be, I think, at this stage. Hmm.
And you can still see the icons of all the avatars of all the different people that were involved.
Just being involved, yeah.
Hmm.
So, and you can track back where it's all gone, and if someone else needs to see it, write their name on it. If you think about Google Wave as those big yellow packets and only expect to get the same experience out of that as you did the yellow envelopes except online, I think Google Wave makes perfect sense. If you're going on looking for Twitter or Facebook or some big social interaction, then it's like doing – okay, if you were to email 40 people and try and keep track of their conversations,
mm-hmm.
you'd have the same issue. This is a way of sort of smushing it together.
Okay, here's my highlight of using Wave so far. I sent a Wave to you, Johnny, when I found out that you had – it appeared that you had Wave, and I didn't realize it yet because you didn't tell me like a punk. But hey, you're busy.
I did.
Well, maybe I missed it. I don't know. Anyway, so I sent you a Wave, said, "You can has Wave," and you replied like, I don't know, later, hours later, minutes later, that said, "Sup, Josh?" And then I said, "When did you get the Wave?" And you said, "Tuesday." And then I said, "What now?" And that happened over the, I don't know, maybe 24 hours. That's the extent of the conversation. And the bonus was being able to play the Wave back. You can hit the play button and it will go like, and it will do it just as I said it, one stupid thing at a time. And yep. Why? Why do I want that?
Here's why you want that.
Why?
I'll tell you exactly why you want that. Just say that email went on for, say, 15 or 16 replies between you and me. Just say we had a special guest on an upcoming show and we wanted to invite that person and we wanted them to see our ideas in the email. So I would then forward those 24 emails to that person and they would have to read through all those 24 emails before they caught up with our entire conversation. Whereas now I can go click, add person, they can play back all the conversation like a real-time IM chat, understand where everything is, and keep going.
Yeah.
So it's an alfalfa, as you say. But I can definitely see, for the way I want to use it in regards to inter-office email, yeah, I think it's a good start.
It's a weird start. I think it's a pretty catastrophic start, the way that they're rolling it out. I mean, if you're gonna invite people, then invite them. This is just the weirdest, you know, you're messing with people's minds, thinking, making them think that they've got invites, but they don't. And then everyone's freaking out. I mean, I understand the whole buzz thing and the rolling it out in stages so they have the, you know, the chance to upgrade their systems, I guess, or to test the loads and control the loads. But there's other ways to, like, go about doing that. But I don't, I think they put their marketing cart before the horse.
Here's a question for you, though. Let's say 3,000 people from FriendFeed, like, just say after everything's happened, and just say all the Google invites rolled out exactly on the Saturday, let's just say, and say 3,500 people from FriendFeed got them. Could you imagine trying to manage 3,500 people with no privacy or contact management tools?
No. I can't even manage my own email.
So, I think too is that I don't think wave.google.com is actually supposed to be what you end up using. Just like with twitter.com, you're supposed to third-party developers are supposed to develop things on top of this framework, like applications, which allows for controlling of the contacts and stuff. Like everyone, no one talks about how powerful Twitter is. They talk about how powerful the apps that use Twitter are. And the people and those type of things, they have to do the grouping. They have to do all these things externally. So until we start seeing third-party apps for it, I don't really think it's going to click. Now, in the meantime, 3,500 people all crammed into – who all know each other, crammed into one spot, it's just going to go, rah!
How?
And, rah!
That's what I thought. Thanks.
But in a group of 5 or 6 people on my own server, not a problem.
Hmm. Well, maybe that's where it's bound, you know, to individual businesses and corporations.
Well, I'm pretty sure that's what it's aimed at.
They should just...
Well, that's certainly how I'll be using it.
Just change it to Google WAN. You know, if they're going to do
Wang.
That.
Google Wang.
Google Wang. Oh, no, not that again.
You can have it, but you can't get in.
Not that again.
Okay. That's one of the safety words. Wang means we wrap up the conversation, put it in a box, open a new box, and let's go.
It'll be Google WAN in America and Google Wang in China. Sorry, couldn't resist. Moving somewhat on, you have a couple more topics there, I see. Will you continue?
Yes. I just wanted to post. Oh, hang on. Forget that link. No one clicked that link. No one clicked that link. I think I deleted the wrong link.
You can always delete it.
Yeah, don't look at that. No one look at that link.
Put my balls in your mouth. That is all. So,
sorry.
How do you feel?
Forget I put that in there. Okay, what I was supposed to post.
Talk about latent rage. Oh my gosh.
Is this post boy was great. Where he visited Twitter and they gave him a free shirt. And apparently, according to the new FTC, which I don't, what's that? That's the Federal
Trade Commission.
Trade Commission, mm-hmm. Or Federation of Tape Together Cats.
Or Thundercats and Technicolor Commentary podcasts.
For the
crime.
Yes. Or Face the Curmudgeon. Okay, but apparently now, whenever you receive goods or services from a person, whenever you talk about that person, you now must disclose that you have obtained swag or services from these people. Now, I don't think this will apply to me because I don't think I'm under the FTC's gigantic reach, but you are, sir. So are you going to have to start declaring things whenever you talk?
If I do, it's going to take twice as long.
Because it'll be like, I just enjoyed these beautiful Pop-Tarts. I received a 2-for-1 special offer at the supermarket today where I bought Pop-Tarts. This in no way inhibits my ability to speak freely on the matter.
Let me check my iPhone, which is provided by Apple Inc., to see what time it is. Time is of the essence.
Oh, have you seen the new iPhone app that's come out? Please tell me you've seen this app.
The Photoshop one?
No. The one that was released before it. Let me tell you if you can tell me what this is. Tell me what this iPhone app is.
What? Okay. Yeah. Bend over to the front.
Oh, nice. Is that David Lee Roth?
No, it's 99 cents. It's the Little John iPhone app.
Oh, Little John. Oh.
Get low.
Yeah.
Skype makes it sound like David Lee Roth soloed on Running with the Devil. Remember that episode? I went kind of crazy with that.
Okay.
So was it worth 99 cents?
Yeah.
There's your answer.
What?
I like Akiva's what better.
So Rachel and I have just been walking around all day just talking with you.
Yeah. What?
Yeah. You, John. What?
What?
I wonder if in real life he just speaks and goes, yes, well, can you say again what you said? I confirm that is correct.
Well, you have a pocket guitar, right?
Yes. Are you playing...
I'm playing pocket guitar.
Are you playing Paint It Black?
No. There's a place in France where the naked ladies dance. There's a hole in the wall where Johnny sees it all. I remember that from elementary school. Holy crap. Oh, that's the killer app for this app. I mean, being able to play that. This even has a ukulele on it, as you, I'm sure you're aware.
Mm-hmm.
But that was acoustic electric guitar, and it's got bass. Not much of a bass, but they just ring, ring, ring. And you can't mute it, which
it's
is kind of weird.
It's very low. What I found is very, very... It's low, 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 low.
Okay. Good times.
Hang on. One last thing.
It's iPhone app sharing time.
Where is it? Oh, it's my favorite one. Hang on.
Use the search thing. Use search light. What's it called?
No, I'm
Spotlight?
In the app. I've just got a...
Sore ass? Or big ass? Cramp?
I'm dressing up like a nun.
Oh, hang on. I pity.
I'm on a plane!
Oh, no.
Rachel's birthday's coming up in 2 or 3 weeks, but her birthday party's on the 7th, and I'm making burgers for, I think, about 30 or 40 people. So we've decided to do burgers for dinner.
Nice.
So
cheeseburgers?
I've got I'm making the patties myself, so I've got the mince, so like some gherkins, some onion, some pork mince, and
mince, some salt. M-I-N-C-E.
Yes.
Okay.
I think you guys called it ground beef.
Okay.
Is that right?
Well, yeah. It's minced, I guess. But yeah, the ground beef. Yeah.
No, we just it's all called mince.
It sounded like you were saying mince, M-I-N-T-S, like, you know, a little peppermint to find on your pillow in the hotel room.
It's got mint in it as well. So I've got some herbs and spices and stuff.
Some and herbs?
Herbs. and then I'm just kidding.
I'm sorry.
So yes, I spent about 3 hours perfecting the burger patty.
What? You spent 3 hours molesting the beef?
Well, once you start, you can't stop.
Jeez.
No, but like I did the whole Alton Brown sort of Heston Blumenthal thing where I like measured out the ingredients. So like that with the burger, I tried different combinations like 100 grams of mince to like 50 grams of gherkins and getting the pork and the mince, the pork and the beef turned combined right and the right amount of salt and pepper. Because I'm going to be making a big batch. Like I've got to make like 40 or 50 burger patties.
Uh-huh.
So I got to get it right. It's not sort of something you can taste as you go because you've suddenly got like 5 or 6 kilos of meat that you're dealing with.
When I grow up, I'm going to Bovine University.
So,
well, are you ready to lose your appetite completely?
Please.
It would be going into my pick of the week.
Segway, Sam. Congratulations, sir. That was awesome.
My pick of the week is none other than this, and it happens to be a YouTube video posted by Farouk Ahmet. It is titled Biggest Zit Ever. And since having reposted it, I reshared it myself, and you can see the conversation that ensued on my post as well. it's a video of a man with problems with what they're calling a zit on the back of his neck, like on the top, upper back. But if you hear all the different comments and people that actually know what they're talking about, it's more like an abscess. And so what looks like, you know, a little dome, you know, pretty big zit, the size of a Hershey's Kiss. It's like, okay, you're going to pop that zit and then it'll be done. Well, they used a scalpel to lance it. And, you know, a little bit of clear fluid came out at the beginning. I'm grossing everybody out. Sorry. A little clear fluid came out. If you can't watch it, then I'll just describe it. And then you're like, okay, well, that's going to take care of it. Wipe, wipe. And then some blood. Okay, wipe, wipe. And then squeezed it. And then it like cottage cheese started coming out. Like toothpaste. It was so, so wrong.
I've had one of those.
Yeah. And it's the kind of thing that, you know, I can watch, you know, the Discovery Channel that shows the, you know, surgeries and all that. I can handle stuff like that. This was a little tough to handle. And this was just the tip of the iceberg. I mean, no pun intended. I mean, it's 4 minutes long. You get through the whole thing. It's like, whoa. If there's a link, I think, in my thread about it that goes to a related video that of a farm guy, I guess, or farmer who had to clear out clean an abscess, drain an abscess off of a horse's neck. And dude, have you seen that one?
No.
Okay. Don't watch it before your dinner today. Okay.
Okay.
Do not. But can you handle stuff like that or no at all? Or do you start puking?
Yeah, I'm not too bad about it.
Then watch it later after you've digested a little while.
Okay. But I've actually had one of those things like the guy had on my neck. I've actually still got the scar from it here. It was like a little pimple, and I don't know what it was, but it got all hard and lumpy, and then I pressed on it because I wanted to pop it because it was like a pimple, and it got ahead again, so I thought, no, I better pop it. So I sat there, and I looked in the mirror, and I went, and it literally like toothpaste for about 30 seconds was like just stuff coming out of my neck, and I'm going, mind you,
am I dying?
Like 17 at the time. I've gone, this is friggin' awesome.
Oh yeah,
look at this shit.
And you're like, wondering how could this much stuff be coming out? It's just, yeah.
And then I've had like all the pus and stuff go in my hands, and I'm like, oh, this rocks! Like this woohoo!
Dude.
And then I was like, oh. And then it went away, and now
you've got to see the horse one. I just gotta say, you got to. I'll send you the link later. Holy crap! Okay, the one with the guy with the neck—that's nothing, nothing. All right,
we're all pus filled inside.
Okay, we need to tell everybody we're changing the subject.
Okay.
Okay. Your pick of the week. Yeah.
I have no freaking clue what's going on with this pick. I really don't. But it's funny. And I lolled.
And I lolled.
It was posted by... Sorry. And it's just this guy's face.
I had not seen this. I know that National Geographic cover really well. And to see that face on it, it was just like, whoa, what?
I have no freaking clue what's going on in this post. But...
Okay. I see he's even on a video game. Sergeant Sadat, submachine gunner. He got bump mapped. Dude, that's pretty funny. Do you even know what it says in Turkish?
Sadat is someone, I think. Maybe. I have no idea.
We should bust out Micah's translator on that one for sure. I don't have it installed on this machine, but yeah, that's funny. I hope it was meant to be funny, because that would suck if it's not. How could it not, right? I mean, come on.
Oh, it's just...
I mean, you know, the international language. You know. The language of love. Sorry. You know where that came from, right? Movie reference.
Princess Bride.
No! Come on!
I didn't hear it. Sorry, I was giggling in my ears.
Come on! Christmas. You can say it. Christmas. Reggae? No?
Not lost me.
Ah, oh, jeez.
Where'd it come from?
I'm just going to sit in my fail for a little while. Going to rub my butt in it.
Where's it from? Tell me.
Thank you, Jim. It's from Better Off Dead. I was waiting for someone to get it. It's from Better Off Dead with John Cusack. Oh my gosh, it's the best movie ever.
Okay, sorry.
I know, right? Jeez, people. Okay, moving on, sorry. Dude, that pick was awesome. That was epic. I went the gross route, and you went the funny route. I wanted to go funny, but I had already picked that gross one earlier in the week, and I was like, that's going to be hard to top. That's going to be really hard to top, and nobody has topped it.
So I went the funny route.
You did. Route.
Yeah.
Route.
There
route.
We go.
I can say route.
See, we're going to destroy ourselves. We're going to pull ourselves apart. The language barrier is just... We've got to hold it together, man.
But we both speak English.
Well, actually, funny you should say that. The Deputy Prime Minister, Julia Gillard, is actually traveling over in America right now. And she was in Texas, yesterday. And she has a particularly strong Australian accent, very Melbourne-ish. And a couple of the students couldn't understand her properly because of the Australian accent. And they actually asked whether we speak English in Australia. So if anyone wants to Google, like, on YouTube, Julia Gillard and hear her speaking, she has a very thick Australian accent. And people will go, you sure they speak English in Australia?
Now let's all get drunk and play ping pong.
Should we win in a moment type of fashion?
We should. There's Butt Cramp, the silent killer. And then there's, you spend 3 hours molesting the beef. Lol at the balls. Lols at balls. Or lols at bulls. Come on, it could go on and on. Yeah, so I guess we got more votes for you spend 3 hours molesting the beef than Butt Cramps the silent killer. Although I can just hear Troy McClure in my head saying, Butt Cramps the silent killer.
Hi, I'm actor Troy McClure. You may remember me from such educational films as Herpes, Not Fun for Everyone.
Yep. It was, you may remember me from such self-help videos as Get Confident, Stupid, and Smoke Yourself Thin. Firecrackers, The Silent Killer. I know that was one of them. There's this one thing with the episode of Lisa the Vegetarian. Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. I keep bringing that up, I think, but... I think that is the best episode of Simpsons ever. Ever. Because they show the film, Troy McClure, at the slaughterhouse. Oh my god!
I'm going to Burrowvine University!
He sticks his finger across the cow and licks it. He's ready. Oh, man. Okay, so people getting ready for the moment of win, which is... We have a podcaster
really
down.
Trying not to swear on this episode, but F me in the ASAC. Oh, my legs cramped up again. Oh.
What's an ASAC?
Painage. Oh.
Not to kick you while you're down, but what's an ASAC?
Oh, it's a sack in which you place an ass? I don't know.
ASAC. What'd you do? Did you kick your shin?
No, you know how I wake up with a cramp in my calf? The fucking ass thing.
So you actually got
the
badass cramp.
The badass cramp. I was okay and Rachel. Oh.
Sorry, dude.
I thought of it now, so I have to say it. Rachel rubbed it out this morning. Sorry, I have to say that. Rachel did it this morning, and so it's gone away, but it's still sort of painful. And I just stood up, and all my weight went on the foot, and I overextended, and it's just cramped up again. And it's cramping like a B arch.
Sorry, man.
It is cramping like an archway full of bees.
All right, so where's the beef standing by?
Beef in hand, standing by, and in great amount of pain. When on your mark, sir.
Okay. You spent 3 hours molesting the beef. Ready to post moment of win in 3, 2, 1. Post.
I warned you! Didn't I warn you? That colored jerk was forged by Lucifer himself!
Well, while we're waiting here, I just want to remind everybody to check out this link here. It's a link to Moo.com, where you can get Moo cards. Trish actually just got some the other day for our business. They came out really well, of course. And make sure you at least give it a chance. Check it out. You can also tie your Flickr account, your Picasa account, your different Facebook photos, whatever you got, to Moo.com, to your account there that you can make for free. And it'll make it a lot easier to print all those different photos that you want. You can make postcards, regular cards, business cards, mini cards.
Uh-huh.
Check it out. We'd appreciate it. Make sure you click through the link, and we'll benefit slightly. And you'll benefit greatly. Do we want to give any shout-outs here? Shout-out to Spydra. Again, her new album is out. Go download it.
Mm-hmm.
You can see it on my feed.
That was awesome. I've had a listen. It's it rocks the house.
Ain't it something? There's a link.
It is.
Go get that album. Support her. She's finding her creative outlet there, and it's good times. And just a big announcement here.
Mm-hmm.
Tell your friends not to miss next week's show. Next week's show is going to be huge because it's our 1 year anniversary show.
Hooray!
Uh-huh. And we're going to have, let's see, Mariah Carey, Kanye West, Celine Dion. Who else is coming?
Kamal and the Pope.
Right.
But they're yet to be confirmed.
Mm-hmm. We got Taylor Swift is coming, and we're not telling her that Kanye is coming. And anyway, it's going to be a huge extravaganza, celebrity studded, red carpet, everything. We're gonna have limos. We're gonna have bimbos covering it on channels we never watch.
Is that did we get the dancing girls?
And dancing girls, absolutely
excellent. Oh, you know who we need to call back? Seacrest out.
Seacrest out. Yep, he's going to host the festivities now. So yeah, check out our show next week. Hope to see you there.
Yes.
You can find us at thundercats.com, 2S for awesome. You can reach us on Gmail at thundercats@gmail.com. And you can find my friend feed at friendfeed.com/Josh Haley.
And I'm friendfeed.com/JWorthington. And if my computer actually worked fast enough that when I scrolled the mouse, it actually went to the mousey scrolly bit and everything like that. But it's not working because I suck balls at hosting.
Balls.
Seriously, is there a drink over there called balls? B-A-W-L-S.
B-A-W-L-S, there is, yes.
Okay, what's it taste like?
I haven't tried it, actually.
So you never put balls in your mouth. Boom-tish! Thank you!
Thank you. You were just setting that up, weren't you?
I was. Sorry, sir.
Remember, you can leave us a voicemail at 682-2FF-CATS or 682-233-2287.
Yes. Plus one for international callers.
Plus one. Thanks for keeping it real internationally.
Indeed. Holding down the fort for my Into Hobros.
What?
It's 12 o'clock. It's 12:30 on a Saturday.
Oh, jeez. Where did the time go?
Descended.
Where did descended from apes flinging poo again. Good times.
Well, shall we destroy this and bury it deep away?
Say the word and I'll hit stop.
Please pay for your purchases and get out and come again.